sendaba ku VOA indebele.
Lingali vuka njani mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emsakazweni we studio 7 ngolwesine mhlaka 16 kuzibandlela 2020 uChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, umkhokheli webandla leMDC mnumzana Nelson Chamisa uthi uzethula ngenkani amazwi akhe avinjwe ukwethula izolo. Sixoxa lomgcinisihlalo webandla lakhe.
Akukhulisa ngomlomo kodwa kuqakathekileyo ikulu kumele sidinge umlamlankunzi. Umlamlankunzi lo ozabuya asincedise ukuthi sinekulolu daba. Akumelanga abe ngobambe ihlangothi nebhiliphi ukwenzela ukuthi uma seziphuma le migoqo ukuthi ilizwe siyalikhipha njani edakeni kube lula.
Kambe igqwetha elinodumo umnumzana Thabani Mpofu engaba iqinisile na ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wephule umthetho ngokuya emsebenzini yena ebukhefu?
Mozambique akuna sidingo ukuthi ngawuhambile nokuthumela nje ambasado khona ngani bengasimela ngoba kula any decision kade mele yenziwe ngu-state president ekuyariprezenteni khona ngale.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni we-Studio 7. Umkhokheli webandla leMDC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa uthi sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi ibandla lakhe liyale imithetho encindizelayo ngokuvimba imihlangano yabo. UChamisa wethule amazwi la enkundleni yeTwitter ngemva kokwalelwa ngamapholisa uqhuba umkhosi webandla lakhe eMbare izolo lapho wabekhangelelwe ukwethulela uZulu umbiko omqoka ophathelane lesimo selizwe. UChamisa uthi seza kwethula lumbiko ngenkani ngolwesibili oluzayo. Umgcinisihlalo webandla leMDC unkosazana Thabita Khumalo ugcizelele amazwi kamnumzana Chamisa kungxoxo ayenze lo ntungameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Okwakhathesi Dunga, singathula siyafa, singakhuluma siyafa, singatshengisela siyafa, kwangcono sithi sizamile.
Ngezinye indlela lithi okungayisikufa yikuphi?
Kakhulu akufanele ungaseyiwa kungaseyizifo. Uphume etshela umhlaba wonke jikelele ukuthi akumelanga sidle inyama ngoba odokotela bathi kuqakathekile ukuthi sidle amambatatisi lembhida. Akungitshele elizweni laseZimbabwe wena uyakwazi. EmaNdebeleni thina umhlabathi wethu ngokufuya inkomo. Namhlanje siyazana naseZimbabwe kuthiwa singakahli. EZimbabwe lapha sasile nkampani okuthiwa yi-Cold Storage Commission eyayibulala inkomo eyayiyo number 2 umhlaba wonke jikelele yokuthengiseni inyama. Namhlanje sesitshele ukuthi thina singa kodwa yena simbone phakathi kwendiza mthina elendiza emnyama esidla amangqina esicwana athi thina sidle imbhida. Imbhida yangikhona le yathi sifuna afunde namagwili afuna siwadle nawo. Sizawalima ngani kasila manzi? Laba esithi balamapulazi balamaploti asithi balemgodi. Umgodi wangikhona uzawumpompa ngani ungenamagezi? Njalo ukuthi uyethenga inhlanyelo yembhida leyo imali yangikhona kayitholakala ebhenki. Lapha ngezinye indlela akade funa ukutshela umhlaba ngokuthi uzasivulala sifuna singafuni.
Wona umhlahlandlela uChamisa afuna ukuwethulela uZulu weZimbabwe kuyiwa phambili lingasichasisela ukuthi umumetheni kahle kahle?
Hayi, singayichasisela kathesa ngithi uyazi ukuthi kumele lizweni ungavele indaba isiphumile kungonakala kazophana lokuthi uPresident Chamisa angaka-addressi abantu ebazisa ukuthi ufuna benzeni. So sizanikela ilanga lakhe lapha zakhuluma nezigalakana zaseZimbabwe lapho elizazakhuluma ukuthi umonite.
Umeli weMelika eZimbabwe uhlangane losaphethe isikhundla sikamongameli umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga wamkhuthaza ukubana uhulumende kumele asungule inkulumo eziphatha uZulu weZimbabwe jikelele ezigoqela wonke umuntu kudingwe indlela zokususa ilizwe edakeni eliphakathi kwalo. Lingathini ngalinkuthazo?
Thina njengebandla le-MDC akunamcaba yithi. Lokhu sabheka kukhethu, silokhu sikhankasa ukuthi akukhulumisane umlomo. Kodwa kuqakathekileyo ukuthi kumele sidinge umlamulankunzi. Umlamulankunzi lo ozabuya asincedise ukuthi sine kulolu daba. Akumelanga abe ngobambe ihlangothi lethu yiliphi. Ukwenzela ukuthi uma seziphuma le migoqothi ilizwe zalikhipha njani edakeni kube lula. Manje basebenzile. Usehambe waya kukhula izikhukhula zabameli abamakukhethe ngo-2018 badliwa njalo ngabana balandeli babo ephalamenti. Yibo athi yena yibafuna ukuxoxisana nabo. Abesethiya uPresident Janisa onguye owancintisana naye njalo kulobu bufakazi ukuthi waphuma namaphutha mangaki. So lokhu kuyakhombisa ukuthi bavele bona ngabalaqinisa lokuthi bakhiphe iZimbabwe edakeni.
Alo ke ngunkosazana Thabita Khumalo umgcini sihlalo webandla leMDC ubekhuluma ecingweni loNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Igqwetha elilodumo umnumzana Thabani Mpofu wethule umbiko esithi okwenziwe ngumongameli Emerson Mnangagwa ikwephula isekelo sombuso selizwe ngoba usephethe isikhundla sinye lomsekeli wakhe kukanti bekungafanelanga abasekeli bakamongameli bakhethwe ngasikhathi sinye ukuthi bazophisane. Izolo umongameli Mnangagwa ubese Mozambique lapho obekugcotshwa khona umongameli Filipe Nyusi. Umnangagwa uphinde wakhetha iziphathamandla ezizasebenza ehofisini yakhe umnumzana Walter Tafumaney owayengowebutho kanye lomnumzana Gaja Mazithulela owezemfundo. Ucubungula lolu daba usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxe lengcwethi ecubungula ezembusazwe umnumzana Bekezela Maduma Fuzwayo.
Ngingane kulokungathembani phakathi okuthize khona kasekusebenzeni yikho nje lokhu ebuya ethutha aze kwenza lokhu aphume aze kwenza lokhu aphume simbona ebuya ekhithini ezihlangana ezikwi-Presidential Advisory Committee wala ukuthi ihlangane lotshu wenze wabuya wazihlangana no-Minister we-Foreign Affairs we-China wabuya futhi waphume elizweni siyamelela ilizwe eMozambique lapho kugcotshwa khona uPresident Nyusi wina ama-election. EMozambique akuna sidinga ukuthi ngawuhambile nokuthumela nje u-ambassador khona ngalo bengasimela ngoba kula any decision yade meliyenziwe ngu-state president ebe-representeni khona ngalo. Presidential Advisory Committee o-state president bengayibona kunyela problem. Le-ke China tinjiyele nzima kakhulu kuyo ngenxa ye-relationship ekhona phakathi kuyachiwenga China maybe ukhona kwesabeleyo ukuthi maybe kungakhulunywa or something asazi khona lapho.
Abanye bengathi ngumuntu osebenza gadalana ukuthi lanxa yokukhefu yabe lokhu efuna ukuphathisa.
Akusikho ngisho ngisho bami kudinga ukukhulisile yikho khonokho kungathembani. Nxa umuntu ekulive kathatha ilive yakhayihlala phansi aphumule ayenze ezinye izinto zakhe esendlini ukuthi nxa ephendule emsebenzini wasuzaqalisela lapho esiya phambili uthiya sisola ukuthi ukuthi abantu abasebenza naye kabatheni angeke abathiye umsebenzi angeke abathiye ilizwe kodwa kabathembi ukuthi bayehluleka kabathembi ukuthi uyabesaba.
Ubona ingani ngempela kukhona okuzayenzakala kumbe ngabantu abacabangelayo ukuthi kuloko ongezwanani? Sesibonile ukuthi sokwedlula inyanga lezinyanga lokhu kwaqalisa ukuthi mhlawumbe kukhona ukuchaya amanzi.
Yile hlupho lekhulu nabezi wanti kungachaya ikhulu loseziyo kasathembi ukuthi kuzakwenzakalayo. Especially kungathawa ikhulu abathaya omunye ikhulu bese kusazaba bakufaka esitubeni ye uphinde batheni nako wathi kuthaya ikhulu sahlala sahamba njengoba sihlala sitsho sahamba kwaba le-transition kwayakhethwa-ke so clear of abantu bonke abayenza ikhulu bengabi lesandla kuhulumende elandekayo ngoba zilonge zibekhona sabe befuthi lowo muntu ongene ayenze lokhu bona bakuthayela ikhulu.
Umnumzana Masithulela lo mnumzana Tafumane bakhethwe kuhle yini?
Ama-retired, asemaningi kakhulu kuhulumeni. emaningi kungakhala yonke indawo uhambe retired general retired banivani abantu abasuke ebutheni bonke basebephathiliswa. So it means ukuthi ilizwe phela sebeyizwe are now a military state ngoba ibutho leselibusiliswa kebe repressive sokhe bebebephathiliswa ukuthi president ugadelele ibutho ukuthi ilizwe lirane ngendlela ibutho efuna ngayo. So ake kuzani abanye amuza bavela ukuthi ama-civilian besifike futhi number yabo ma-retired bonke laba abangena bezephathiliswa.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Vekezela Madumafuzwayo, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, ubexoxa ecingweni loSithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 eseGwanda.
Ngesikhangele eziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba achiyeneyo. Iphephandaba lobulembu elenewzimbabwe.com lithi umsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga uMary uthi ngokwehlukana kwabo kumele aphiwe i-$40,000 ngenyanga le-$7,500 eyokondla abantwana ngenyanga, aphinde aphiwe le-$25,000 ngomnyaka yokuyaphumula kuholiday lezinye indleko ezimbalwa. UChiwenga uthi abantwana babo abathathu akumelanga bagcinwe ngumkakhe ngoba ethatha izidakamizwa. Kodwa uMary uyala lokhu esithi uChiwenga nguye odla izidakamizwa. Iphephandaba lobulembu elezimlive.com lithi uBishop Eric Ruona wesonto ye-Anglican esigabeni seManicaland ubotshiwe izolo ngamapholisa eZak esetheswa icala lokuphambula imali ezinkulungwane ezingamakhulu ayisikhombisa i-$700,000. Limali wayiphiwa phansi kohlelo lweCommand Agriculture kodwa yena ubikwa wayiphambula.
Okwamanje ke sengidedwe la emuva ngelithiya ezandleni zenu linabalaleli bethu, lisipha-ke imbono yenu eliyithumele ngemlayezelo ye-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318.
Sarbonani basazi Studio 7, igama lami nguWilliam Mlilo. Ya manje ngikhuluma lani ngelapha kwele South Africa. Engikhona ngokusebenza kodwa ekhaya phuma enkayi kwaSikhobokhobo. Mina ngicela ukukhuluma mayelana le simo sekhaya kakhulu ngemali. Ukuthi siyakhala ekhaya, abantu bayakhala laphana wonke umuntu nje. Imali le esayiniwe eyafakwayo ukuthi singasasebenzisi imali yakwamanye amazwe kodwa sisebenzise yona ethu. Abathi ngethu izimdoda. Mina ngombono wami ngibona ukuthi kungcono ukuthi uhulumeni wasekhaya okamnumzana Mnangagwa abuyele asebenzise futhi i-American dollar, imali yakwele Melika. Ngoba ungathi uyabona manje bayasebenza abantu ekhaya, yebo, kodwa imali abayiholayo bahola nje igama, ayibasindawo le mali. Izinto emashopo ziyadula ukuthi limali abayiholayo mhlawumbe into ongazivala nje ezijengana empilweni ukuthi ziphilise umuntu azikwazi ukuthi zibe nelisi. Cause ngithi mina ngombono wabo kungangcono kubiselwe nje, kube bayacabanga ngcono becabange nabantu, kubiselwe yona imali yasikwela imele ukuthi kuyisebenza laphana mhlawumbe leranda kwele South Africa. Ngoba bona labo abantu abaphezulu ezikhundleni basebenzisa imali yakwele Melika, bayisebenzisa imali yasekhaya, bajike lapho nje bathusela abantu bethu basebenzisa imali yasekhaya. Into eligama kuyafana nje ukuthi ithisu lana imali engalasinto ma uyisemkambo wezimali. So zathola abantu bamabhizinisi ekhaya laphana babadonsa kanzima ukuthi yebo kuzothengwa ngayo imali yasekhaya bathengise ngayo, kodwa isikhathi esiningi ngathi siyabuka siphila ngaphandle kwamazwe. Ya abantu bamabhizinisi laphana bathenge izinto lapha kwele South Africa or eBotswana or kwele Mozambique. Ukuthi utshintshe imali yasekhaya evele inesindo esincane kwezinye imali emkambo yemali, usiyathenga impahla fanele uzozithengisa elizweni, kula amanye amazwe kuba nzima. Dasawe thola ukuthi amabhizinisi otshwala asekhaya amanye agcine evala. Abakwazile ukuthi baphile mhlawumbe. Yibo uthola ukuthi into zakhona azithengeki. Bazama ukuthi bethi kulingane imali abazoyithola laphana ekhaya le mali mase beyitshintsha bekwazi ukuyathenga iy'mpahla abazithengisa laphana ekhaya. Ma bethi bayavuka ngemali yasekhaya leyana asinamali lapha. Liyana nje ngingayibiza into ifana letishwe liphepha nje elibhalwe inamba mhlawumbe $20 ngeyimalini $50. Kodwa ma uyise emkambo wezimali ufana nomuntu ongaphathanga lutho. Sekho into ngombono wami kube nje bayacabangela abantu uZulu. Babuyele futhi kule nto besiphila ngayo, isikhathi besiphila ngaso kutshala ukuthi kusetshenziswe imali yakwele Melika neranda weSouth Africa. Mhlawumbe lale lepula leBotswana yizo imali mhlawumbe ezingenza ukuthi ilizwe liphile njengale into eyayenzakala ngo-2008. Ngiyabonga.
Ngitshaya njani basakazi be-Studio 7, mina ngapha ewange West Constituency. Nje before under Chief Mvuthu Mdebe Ward izolo mbese Chishima Primary School ya amateacher bangengo 10 o'clock ekuseni bekhona abantwana bekhona sibili bangafundisi bashiya bathi khona abantwana ngicinga nini ngokubafundisa emakhaya ngoba bazafika lonyanga babanyana bezofundisa ezilonga imali bengakhwelanga ngihambela njalo bengihambe futhi ekhima ngihambisa amabhuku omntwana kwaba into efanayo yamafitha babengu-10 njalo futhi bebhodabhodabhoda nje bezihambela nje emaklasini lapha lapha bengafundisi akunzima ezikole lapha izo evindla secondary school ngizokuthiwa amatitha izimunye ade hambile esikolo bangali and also le namhla futhi kuyenzeka ukuthi abahambanga kuyathitha khangale evindla sayikukhona namhla ngapha eshishima primary school sisizi ngoba thi nama-inform ezithengile amabhuku zithengile sabantu bafunde but amatitha abathi bona lona imali yabo iphansi hayi nzima lonyaka
awu linjani zihlobo zami. Hesh, I think lapha mina ngi-challenge ubaba uGawule lapha. Akaphendulanga laphana umbuzo lowo kade ubuzwa laphana ngokubulawa okwenziwa abantu laphana ngoba nje esithi yena laba abe women rights bakhuluma amanga kabafuna ukuthi i-government yaseZimbabwe ilungise izinto. Izilungisa njani nxa abantu bebulawa? Akaphendulanga ukuthi abantu babulawa laphana, uyavalavala. Bese ngibuya khona lapha, uqina ngalokho. Khathi sesikolo nazo ziyavuka. Amatisha kaaye esikolweni ngenxa yokuthi akula mali. Waye bengaqini bakhulume izinto ezinjalo. Bamele phela khona lokho ukuthi abantu bathole izimali ezeneleyo bahambe bayefundisa abantwana. Bezwa njani nxa kusifa imfundo kambeni ubaba uGawule kungabe ngabakhe abantwana abakusituation yona leyo kumbe owakhe umntwana engutitsha esehola $30 kambe ukuthi yena ngabuzwa njani. Siyakwazi ukuthi yebo phela njengoba yena ekhona ngale duzane labo president udla kamnandi yonke into yakhe imchwebelele kodwa hamba phela khona ngale lapha vela khona umgwaqo kambe wona ukuthi right ngale ngihlala ngisizwa ukuthi umgwaqo wakubo khona ngale ungamagodigodi konke khona lokhu kakubona umsebenzi ukuthiwona bekhuluma ngezinto nje eziyusiless kulokuthi bakhulume ngezinto eziyusiful. Yazi angikwazi ukuthi abantu bakithi kanti banjani. Okusizwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi umuntu owakithi kanye okhuluma izinto ezinjalo. Kamele phela ukuthi abantu bahole bathole imali eyeneleyo bahambe bayefundisa abantwana ezikolo. Khathesi izikolo zivuliwe amanye amatisha kaya ngezikolo. Akalayo imali. Abalayo imali. Bakhulumele ubamele phela baba Gawule. Ubakhulumele ubamele labo bathole ukuthi bahambe befundisa abantwana bethu bedlile basutha. Bathole imali labo yokubhadalela abantwana babo amafizi ezikolo. Konke lokho siyakudinga mina ngikhangelela ukuthi vele abantu bakithi ababe bekhona ngale phezulu simeleni phela likhuluma into ezizwakalayo ayikho umuntu liyabe lithona nje li-challenge ezinye izinto elizikhangeleyo ukuthi abantu bakhuluma iqiniso ngenxa yokuthi iqiniso alifunakali kuphela nje kuphela awu nkosi yami hayi hayi alike likhule abantu abadala alike likhule siyalihlonipha mpela siyalihlonipha hayi Malu pata lo kurumayo usakaburon.
Siyabonga maluphahla labo bonke abasithumele incwadi zabo ze WhatsApp lilakho ukuthi lisithumele lani incwadi zenu imlayizelo yenu nge WhatsApp bakhona njalo kade besithumela kuhlelo ku Facebook siyazi ukuthi bakhona abaku Facebook ukhona uJerry Ndlovu uthi amavuko omsakazi uhlelo eZimbabwe yonke into inzima ngenxa yokuphatha ngolunya njalo ukufakana ezikhundleni ngobungane loba engasilungelanga leso sikhundla umnankagwa nethimba lakhe sebesenza ngalo asobantu abangasa eZimbabwe phambili ngabantu abafuna ukulungisa impilo zabo akukho okunye ye kutsho uJerry Ndlovu hayi lela kholani kusithumela imilayezelo yenu siyabonga
Selizaqala idale lesenate yeMelika ukuthonisa uMongameli Donald Trump kulandela ukwethulwa kwamaphepha awe impeachment izolo usomlomo wedale unkosikazi Nancy Pelosi uze wethula amaphepha akade emelelwe ukuthi luqale uhlelo lokudingisisa ukuthi uTrump engasuswa na esihlalweni kulandela icala letheswayo elokuthi wafumbathisa umongameli wakwele Ukraine ngoncedo efuna ukuthi kucutshungulwe omunye wabadinga ukumncintisa kukhetho lukamongameli oluzenziwa ekupheleni komnyaka wonalo kunjalo nje Ibandla lamademocrats selilungiselela ukhetho lokudinga uzamela leli bandla kukhetho lukamongameli kulandela ingxoxo-mpikiswano yokugcina eqhutshwe izolo ntambama edolobheni le-Iowa ngabayisithupha abancintisayo ukumela ibandla lamademocrats. Kuhlaziya lolu daba usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxe lomnumzana Dan Moyo. Ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe njalo waqala ngokumbuza ukuthi umkhosi wayizolo ulethe inguquko na kulabo abancintisayo.
Well, I think sizobona ngeIowa okuyiyona abazoqala ngayo emavikini ambalwa azayo. Usually Iowa yiyo edetermine-ayo ukuthi abantu abaconsider ukuthi ba-serious ngabantu yibaphi. So iIowa ilandelwa yiNew Hampshire and then lapho sizobona-ke mauhlo wine e-Iowa nguye futhi ozowina iNew Hampshire esikhathini esiningi ungawina i-Iowa le-New Hampshire hhayi kutho ukuthi abaningi baqala ukuthanda ukukulandela ngoba kusho ukuthi babe sebebona ukuthi abantu abaningi bavumelana lawe then sizothi ma sekuyiwa kubo-North Carolina labo-Super Tuesday lapho amanye ama-state wonke lapho ama-delegates avota khona kula esezobona khona-ke kasekahle ukuthi hhayi ngubani oseqhubekela phambili
kodwa vele ngalesi sikhathi singathi ingqongquthela ngubani
hhayi okwamanje kunzima even uchairman we-DNC ama-State Democratic Party uchilo ma evula i-debate wathi bem-interviewe bembuza ukuthi ungasho ukuthi ngubani obona ungathi nguye ozophumelela watsho la wathi uyazini anyone ozokutshela ukuthi uyazi ukuthi ngubani ozophumelele ayokutshela amanga so lama I think ngivumelana naye ngoba ungathi bangothiki lo bhanqa abaningi bakhona so kungaba kunzima kakhulu ukuthi umuntu atshe ukuthi onguye ozophumelela ngubani kahle kahle
kodwa sesikhangela izimo zabo ngubani ongamisana ngcono lo mongameli Donald Trump
mina ngokubona kwami uWarren lo Sanders balenkinga yokuthi basesandleni senxele kakhulu uSanders uwaposta kwezinye isikhathi ukuthi yena uyi-socialist i-America ayizwani le-socialism into evele from kudala yayilwiswa socialism communism. So anyone ozi associate lokuba socialist, I think ama chances akhe ukuthi a convince ama Americans amaningi ukuthi angvotele ayancipha kakhulu, ngoba in general ama Americans socialism abazwani la. So uBernie lo Warren, because of that ngibona ungathi kuzoba lohlupho makuthi bangambhithi uTrump. UBiden ule good opportunity, ngoba ule experience enkulu kakhulu especially ku foreign policy. And njengoba sibona nje uTrump kose wasifaka empini le Iran, so into enkulu kakhulu ebikhona ku debate lapho. So umuntu ofana lo Biden, I think uyaphila kakhulu ebantwini abaningi, ngoba ule experience plus also bengu vice president ka Obama. Obama ubethandwa kakhulu ngabantu abaningi abamvotela kabili ukuthi abe ngupresident. So uBiden, I think ule name recognition plus ukuthi ukuwasebenza lo Obama plus le experience alayo, ma abantu bengawukhangelisisa sobhekane yena lo Trump, I'm sure Biden angambhithi uTrump. Kodwa we can't write off abanye abafana labo Klobuchar, labo Pete Buttigieg.
Isehlakalo se-Iran lese-impeachment, ubone ngani ungambisele emuva uMongameli Trump, kumbe hayi usekelo lakhe luyahlala lunjalo?
I-impeachment ivele simbisele emuva, ngoba okokuqala impeachment ngingathi isteyini lesana esingaphumiyo, ungazi ukuthi wahle kanjani, ungazi ufake i-bleach enjani, yisteyini esi-permanent leso. So uTrump forever uzowaziwa njengo-president owa-impeachwayo. That on its own, I think, kumbisele emuva olwe-Iran lolo lokubulala u-General Suleimani lolo. Lalo lungathi luyinkinga, ngokubana kazanga consult i-Congress and ungathi akakacaci kahle i-reasoning yakhe ukuthi ukhetheleni isikhathi lesi sokuthi akwenze. So abantu abaningi babona ungathi ukwenze ukuthi adivete ingxoxo, asuse ingxoxo from udaba lwe-impeachment lolu, ukwenzela ukuthi abantu ba-focus edabeni lo, i-debate ishifte to udaba lwe-security. Lempi lani lokuthi yena uzithi u-strong ngaka wenza ama-decisions a-strong ngaka akafani lama-democrats awiki. Impeachment of course iyaqala sizwile namhlanje u-speaker Nancy Pelosi owe-house announcer ama-managers sebe-ready ukuthi ba-hande over ama-articles of impeachment to i-senate. So I think emalangeni azayo la i-focus izobe kwi-impeachment. Ngibona mina kwizinto ezi-negative, even though yena maye-Twitter uthi kuzomnceda kakhulu ngoba abantu bazobona ukuthi i-witch hunt noma yini le ayibiza yona impeachment.
Lo ngumnumzana Dan Moyo, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, ubexoxa ecingweni loSithandekile Mhlanga we-Studio 7 esedolobheni le-Virginia khonapha kwele Melika.
Hello? Hey, you charge office yini? Yithi kuza charge office yini? Akula problem, bengifuna ukuza ukuthi ningaba ne charge efone lomlomo omncane yini? Kanti charge office ni charge yani? Oh, sorry my sister, besithi ngiyacharge amafoni. Okay, fine, charge.
Kapitsa
kati vele charge office kucharjwani ya yabuza insizwa hayi yasigcibela ke usihlelo lo lwamhlanje lingakhohlwa ke ukuthi silolunye uhlelo ntambama ngo 7:30 kumbe isikhathi sinye ngo 6:30 ekuseni kusasa. Igama lami ngu Chris Gande, libe lelanga elihle.